when you look at the first sort of four or five drivers, there's not much between them. And it's been a similar thing at Yarmouth Stadium as well, because Peter has very kindly sponsored the series at Yarmouth, and it's been hotly contested there as well. And I think probably because of the stature of the Peter Brown series, it's run for so many years now. It's one of those events that the guys really want to win. And if you have won it, you've demonstrated a season of commitment and a fair amount of skill to be at the top there at the end of the year. But I mean, when you look at the first four or five positions at both Yarmouth and Ipswich, it's very close, and every meeting counts, and there's only a few points between them.
And you've got tickets on sale now as well for the Championship of the World.
Absolutely, yeah. It's the one that everybody talks about, of course, and it comes up on Saturday, October the 10th. It's the National Unlimited Banger Championship of the World, and of course, everybody have got one eye on that as well at the moment. The qualifying is still intense, and it's all building up to what will be an incredible night at Foxwell on the 10th of October.
Also on Monday, Stockrods, and there's local interest in this one.
Of course, yeah. We've got Kesgrove's represented by Graham Booty, and we've got Crystal White. I mean, Chris has come into the Stockrod Formula from Lightning Rods, and he's done exceptionally well since he's joined the Formula, and I think his first win is literally, only a week or so away. Maybe Monday, that might be his opportunity to take that first win, but Chris has done very, very well. Graham debuted a brand new car this year, and, Graham has had some good performances as well. So provided the guys can steer clear of damage, they're certainly firm favourites on their home track.
Another treat for the crowds this weekend is the addition of the UK sprint cars, the equivalent of this race in America. It's second only to NASCAR.
Absolutely. The World of Outlaws series in the United States has been famous for many, many years. And as you say, it's a professional series in its own right. And it is second only really to NASCAR in terms of motorsport in America. It runs virtually seven nights a week and over there, and the crowds absolutely packing to see it. Over here, we have the UK sprint cars. Now, these are cars that have been imported from America, so they are the real deal. There's one or two adaptations made to them because, of course, on America, they race on clay and dirt circuits. Over here, they don't have that luxury, so they're racing on tarmac. So the tyres obviously are slicks, and there's a little bit of difference in the setup, but these cars are absolutely awesome. And if you're a fan of motorsport engineering, I urge you to come along and have a look close up at these cars, because, the stagger that is built into them, that's the difference between the circumference of the outside rear wheel and the inside rear wheel, is quite phenomenal. They are designed simply to, turn left at the end of the straightaway. They're V8 powered, they sound gorgeous, they look gorgeous, and they are very, very quick. And when you see some of these guys broadsiding them on tarmac, which is not an easy feat, it really is a spectacle to see.
We see plenty of caravans then on the road during a bank holiday weekend, but a Foxhall on a bank holiday Monday, there's nothing like a caravan banger demolition derby.
We all have a love-hate relationship with caravans. They're wonderful things to have a holiday in. We won't deny that. They're absolutely great. But sometimes we're in a hurry. We get a little bit frustrated behind them on the highways. And this is just a little bit of tongue-in-cheek fun, really, just to finish off some caravans in the demolition derby. When you think we staged the very first of these way back in 1979 at Speed Weekend, and it was a massive success then, it still continues to be an incredible spectacle to this day.
Some of them will be completely destroyed, but the rule is to win the race, you have to have a piece of the caravan at least.
Absolutely.
Being towed by the car.
Absolutely. Basically, the rule is it's a fight to the finish. It's the last car that's moving, but he has to have at least some remnants, something, even if it's just the drawbar left attached to his tow bar. As soon as the caravan becomes detached or the remnants of it do and there's nothing left, then he's out. So it comes down to the last car fighting with a piece of caravan attached to the rear. At the moment, we're looking at a field of about 16 or 17 caravans. fans rich round Foxhall will be absolutely awesome. It will make an incredible mess. It takes several days to clear it up, but it is great fun, and they've been very popular. And you know, if you've never seen anything like this before for a family, you know, it's great entertainment and great fun. And the drivers, basically, the more you shout, the more that they will put on a show.
What's their approach? Formula One, it's simple. It's try and finish first, stay out of trouble. The Bangor Caravan Destruction Derby, I'm just getting in the mindset of a driver. How do they approach that when it's just about to start?
To be quite honest with you, I don't think any of those drivers out there are really thinking about winning. They just love the crash. I mean, you'll see some of the drivers, if they can, they will try and ram one of the other caravans from the rear and park into it. You know, that it's all about sort of stunt action, to be quite honest with you. You know, the guys will try and drive through the side of an opponent's caravan or through the rear of it or something like that. I don't think, in all honesty, any one of them really is too worried about winning. They're more concerned with putting on a show and having a bit of fun.